For college athletes, there's a lot of focus on keeping physically fit and recovering from injuries. Coaches, trainers, physical therapists. At the University of Colorado Boulder, there's a similar program for musicians. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick explains.
Just like...
Yeah. Don't play that. Doctor, it hurts when I do that. Well, don't do that.
It's an old joke CU Oboe Professor James Brody is referencing. Today, he's working with grad student Brittany Bonner, but the focus is less on how her playing sounds and more on how her playing feels.
Since I've moved here, with the altitude, I realized that it was really hard to feel like I had enough air to blow out in order to play the oboe.
In 2003, Brody helped start the Musicians Wellness Program, along with a series of classes. The program uses a method called the Alexander Technique, which focuses on changing repetitive movements and posture to avoid injury and maintain peak performance.
And it's something that a lot of people in the general population don't really quite understand about musicians, that we do things that are athletic in nature.
Brody's office almost looks more like a gym. Yoga balls, mats, and foam rollers set against one wall, while another is lined with floor-to-ceiling mirrors.
We do a lot of muscular activity, and it's completely possible to get injured from that.
When she started playing the oboe back in sixth grade, Brittany Bonner says she was like most musicians.
It was just pick up the instrument and play, and everything's new, bright, and shiny, and fun.
While preparing for an upcoming solo recital, she noticed soreness in her shoulders and hands. Turns out the fix was easier than she thought.
What I realized was that a source of my tension while I was playing in my hands was that I felt like I couldn't get my lower register to respond. And I felt like I was trying to fix the tension in my hand, fix so many things. But then I realized, well, if I made a reed that was easier to blow through, to play on, then I won't feel as much tension in my arm.
Every instrument has its issues. You know, for example, a violist who just fell in love with the instrument, but maybe a little bit small of stature and not able to make that stretch as easily.
Oddly enough, one of the most common injuries Brody sees comes not from the larger instruments like the tuba or the trombone, but from the humble flute.
Playing the flute is not a terribly natural activity.
Nicole Peters knows that all too well. After her first semester of college, the 19-year-old flute major began suffering from tendonitis in her shoulder due to the more than 6 hours a day she commits to playing. Now a sophomore, Peters uses the techniques from the program to get her to her ultimate goal, playing in the orchestra pit of a Broadway musical.
I'd like to continue playing for as long as I physically can, and I hope to make that many, many years, because nothing makes me happier.
The idea of wellness extends beyond just aches and pains. It also includes hearing tests and mental health counseling to address stress, depression, and anxiety. But it goes beyond the old advice of picturing the audience naked to get over stage fright.
Wouldn't that be horrifying? Playing to a naked audience.
Matthew Tomatz is a psychotherapist at CU's Counseling and Psychiatric Services. He works with the program.
But by thinking about vulnerability and what it means to actually be with the audience, to connect with them, to express to them, and to lead them in an experience, then it starts to make vulnerability less threatening.
While focusing on musicians' health might seem odd, James Brody says it's a concept more universities are adding. Even the National Association of Schools of Music recently changed its guidelines from suggesting a wellness component to mandating it. As we walk down a hallway filled with rehearsal studios, Brody returned to that earlier comparison of musicians to athletes, noting that much like a strong athletic program, the Musicians Wellness Program has helped CU's music school attract and retain its star players.
Just as, say, the basketball team, if somebody goes down, if one of the key players goes down, then the team's going to suffer. If one of our key orchestral members goes down, that situation's going to suffer as well.
Ultimately, he hopes students training to become music teachers will take the lessons into their classrooms, preparing the next generation of musicians. Stacey Nick, KUNC, Boulder.